You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research has analysed Auckland's tsunami record over the past 5,000 years in order to better understand safety measures against tsunamis today. Noah spoke to one of the authors of the research, Kate Clark from GNS Science, about why she undertook the research, what they found, and how the research is likely to be useful. Kate started, though, by giving an overview of the study.
The research was focused on getting a better understanding of tsunami hazard and risk in the Auckland region by looking back in time and using the geological record to see if there's any evidence that the Auckland region has been inundated by really large tsunamis in the past. So we did this with a little bit of new research, a little bit of new fieldwork, but mostly it was a compilation of many, many previous studies. So there have been studies in the Auckland region, but they were all kind of piecemeal and in different publications. And we wanted to pull that all together and analyse it all together to see if there really was a strong, incredible record of past tsunamis in Auckland.
And what's useful about knowing about past tsunamis?
Yeah, well, basically the time frame at which really large and damaging tsunamis occur is probably much longer than our sort of written records, instrumental records of tsunamis, and even possibly longer than the period of human occupation in New Zealand. So we can't just use what we have experienced in the past 150 years or even the past 500 to 800 years to understand if the Auckland region is vulnerable to large tsunamis. We have to look further back in time. The value is in extending our record of past tsunamis back further in time to give us a more complete understanding of the rare but higher impact events.
And what were the main findings or what do you find out about those high impact events? Does Auckland get tsunamis very often?
Yeah, so in the end, we found there's really strong evidence of one, possibly two large tsunamis in the past 4,000 years, possibly in the past 500 years. But yes, it turns out there's credible evidence, but it's very poorly dated. So what I mean by that, there's evidence of large tsunamis, particularly on Great Barrier Island, which makes sense because that's kind of facing where the it's facing some subduction zones like the Kermadec Trench, and it's the most exposed sort of area in Auckland. So there's credible evidence of large tsunamis, but it's been very hard for geologists to date the timing of those tsunamis.
What's the process of dating tsunamis? What sort of things are you looking at, and why is it tricky in Auckland?
Well, it's tricky everywhere to date past tsunamis. It's not specific to Auckland. It's hard everywhere around New Zealand to do that. We generally use radiocarbon dating, which you have to do on organic material. So either shell or fragments of plant or wood material. And the problem is that some of the evidence that we see, some of the strongest evidence, is just sand and pebbles that have been transported by tsunamis. So unless you're lucky enough to find those sand and pebble layers either containing shell and wood or enclosed within material that has shell and wood, there's very little material that you can actually run a date on. People have tried other methods of dating. It's called luminescence dating, where you date basically the time since sand was last exposed to sunlight. But that has a lot of uncertainty in it. So that hasn't proven very successful so far.
There was the findings that one or perhaps two large tsunamis took place. What implications does that finding have for us now?
At the moment, if there is a tsunami warning, we have tsunami evacuation maps. Those evacuation maps, which are sort of the guidelines or advice on where people should evacuate to in case of a tsunami warning, they're based on tsunami modelling. And at the moment for Auckland, Those tsunami models are based on our best understanding of what can generate tsunamis that impact the Auckland area. The value in having geological records of tsunamis is that we can compare those two. So the value of this study is that we can see in our current understanding of hazard for the Auckland region, Great Barrier Island has quite a significantly high hazard, one of the highest hazard areas in the whole of New Zealand. And seeing this geological evidence that it has been inundated by past tsunamis gives us, having that ability to cross-check these two completely different methods to understand tsunami, if they agree, it gives us a lot of confidence that the tsunami models are correct and are showing us the right thing about our tsunami hazard. So yeah, it's really that cross-check of using the geological record, comparing it to what the tsunami models are saying, and if they agree, you have more confidence that you're on the right track. That's a much better way than waiting, you know, thousands of years to be exposed to tsunami and then seeing if the tsunami models were right. Yeah, it's good to go back in time, see if it lines up with the tsunami models, which are forecasting what could happen in future.
When you talk about the method, Maori came to Aotearoa just around 1,000 years ago, I think. Did you look at any sort of Maori knowledge to try figure out if they had talked about tsunamis or anything?
Yeah, I didn't specifically, but there has been really great and thorough work by other people, particularly a person called Darren King at NIWA, who sort of specialises in that, in understanding porakau and Maori oral history to understand if that contains clues or evidence that Maori settlements were impacted by tsunamis. So if I recall, there's not any strong evidence that that is the case in the Auckland region, but it certainly is the case elsewhere in Aotearoa. There are strong Maori histories of tsunami impact.
What are your future plans for research around this? What would you like to look at next, and why would that be useful? Are there any plans, or is this?
Not immediately, but yes, we would like to continue doing some further research. One thing is to go back and try and get better ages on those tsunamis that we do have strong evidence for. And the other aspect would be to extend this further afield. So do a similar study, but in the Northland region, possibly the Coromandel region. So sort of widening the spatial extent of this research.
That was Kate Clark from GNS Science on prehistoric tsunamis in Aotearoa, talking to Noah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.